not so sure this comes with the Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
So the Afrobeat music, you have to be a superstar to it.
Yes.
But the Fuji music, you don't have to be a superstar to it.
Facts.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? But then, like, you have to study everything I'm saying. Some people might not understand what I'm saying right now. The Afrobeat music, you have to be, you have to make hit record to it.
Yes.
I can tell you people that I'm going to shows every day in the East, and you probably don't know them.
You ask me where I get all my energy from. From the stage, to the studio, and to my desk. I am the energy god. And you can be one too.
You're listening to Adeshokpe Live, the Afrobeat podcast. Right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Adeshokpe Live, the official Afrobeat podcast, where we break down the hottest topics in the culture. And sometimes I'm joined by a superstar in the building to have a one-on-one chat with me. As always, we're live from the AfriMedia Studios in London. And big shout-outs to everybody supporting, liking, commenting, sharing. Take a moment to subscribe to the channel. The bigger we get, the better we are, or we will be, at supporting our own culture without having to wait for anybody else to do that for us. So please click the subscribe button and share with family and friends. Now, this is brought to you by the Energy God Energy Drink. Drink and be yourself. You already know what it is. Stay energized. Visit energygod.com for your orders. Now, in the studio with me, all the way from the east side of Nigeria, of course, west side of Africa, this is a monster by nature. He only comes out once in a while, blinging, shining, a rapper, a singer, a superstar, a culture enthusiast, my brother, Ezegi Fino Fino. My brother, what's up? This, before you go, make I just you collect these rings, this, you know, this bling, you know what I mean? Make I carry this thing small.
The bigger shrubs.
Listen, how are you doing? I hope you're not feeling too cold, because this thing where they shine from your teeth, man, especially at this time of the year.
Man, London is cold. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, I mean, you called and we are here. You know, it's only if you drag me, come on. Like,
come on. Listen, that's how I had to wait for it. Like, I just wanted us to have a conversation.
That's the power of Shubs. No worries.
Nah, thank you, brother.
How
are you doing? How are you feeling? How's everything going, bro?
100%, brother. I'm fine. I'm fine, man.
Listen, I know since the pandemic, we caught up on, I think it was YouTube at the time. Yeah. We had a Zoom interview.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't really caught up since. Since then, a lot has happened. Mm-hmm. Many hit records. I want us to first of all start with number one. In the last couple of years, I have been a massive advocate of Fino on Amapiano beats. First of all, let's get something clear. Mm-hmm. You don't like to rap on those beats, do you?
I still have the stuff I love to do. Like, music is music, especially when you are locked in with a certain producer in the studio, right? Like, I have producers that hip-hop beats are their major, right?
Yep.
I have producers that highlight beats are their major. I have producers that Amapiano beats are their major,
yep.
Right? But I tend to love anyone I'm feeling at the moment, right? But then you've been a serious advocate of calling me back all the time. Like, at some point it was a problem, because you keep calling me all the time. Like, Fino, I love this record. And you know, like, I always send you something one way or the other.
Yeah.
You understand? But you always be like, why not do the Amapiano records? I mean, we both know that.
Yeah. Yep.
You understand, but yeah, I mean, shout out to you. Shout out to Shubs. You do. I mean, you've always been that guy for me anytime, any day. So yeah,
it's
and anytime I do it, like it works.
the thing is, the first one I heard, and I stopped. I think it was 3 years ago, just before the pandemic, before Highway.
Mm-hmm.
You had sent me that record, and I parked in my car. I called you straight away. I'm like, bro, I don't know what it is about your voice and this beat, but this thing is crazy. I need an EP from you. You're like, you know. Da, 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 da. Boom. We dropped Highway. That went crazy. Then, again, Egbon. While after, that went crazy.
Yeah.
Then, it's like, there's a synergy with your style of rap, your cadence on that beat. Now, as an artist who has done everything, you mentioned hip hop, you do high life, you do everything. Yeah. How easy is it to take instructions like being A&R? How do you do it yourself, or are you open to, you know, people coming with new ideas and kind of pushing you out of your comfort zone?
I'm open, but then you have to be at that place in my life, which I feel like a few people are, like my managers, you, like a couple of people. Not everybody don't belong there when it comes to me, right? Because I care so much about my artistry. You understand? Mm. So like when I record, I see projects. I see what the project is supposed to be. That's why, like, do you know how long you've been telling me about making an EP?
Yeah.
But I know I'm not an EP guy.
Yeah,
I'm not a five song guy.
Yeah.
I'm a project guy. Like I'm a 12 to 15 songs guy. You know, I've never done an EP in my life.
Wow.
The only time we ever tried doing an EP was the collabo album I did with Olamide. That was like 9-11 songs. Yeah. 9-11 songs.
And you can hear the voice in the background. That is DJ Any Money, YBNL representer. Too much money in the building. Superstar DJ. Yeah. I'm going to grab him too. I'm listening, Fino. I'm listening.
So that's the only time. I'm not an EP guy. Mm. You understand? So like 5-6 songs EP. I don't feel like I do enough. But I mean, I can if I'm being paid to deliver like perhaps I would do it instantly. But yeah, like putting in work for a project, I feel like I can deliver more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also I understand the commercial successes of this song, but I don't know whether it really defines my artistry when it comes to making a project.
Wow.
Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, you
go follow money first.
My
little Igbo blood pops up in that moment.
So your energy is so high. Say we try catch up.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? No, but it's true. Your energy too high. Say we try catch up. So how you feel this record most time, not be how they feel. But then unfortunately, that's how most people feel it too. So that's why
when you sent me the record, that was actually the first time I hadn't even listened to the whole record. So I got to Touchdown and I called you back. You said, no, Shopsy, listen to the whole record. The chorus is coming. I said, forget chorus. This is a banger. This guy said, no, please. I beg you, listen to the chorus. Listen to the chorus. I told you straight from the beginning, from that opening bar, there was something there that every fan, I put myself in a fan perspective all the time. You know, I refuse to put myself in a position where you think, oh, you know it all, you're kind of, I'm a fan. So how I feel as a fan is what I think a lot of other fans would feel. Now you, whenever I have conversations with you, the high life music you make comes natural to you. And you are very fond of that style of music. Tell me why that style of music comes natural to you and why you love doing it so much. You had a lot of hits with that, and obviously you get paid a lot singing those songs way in the East. True. So talk to me about it, man.
True. So the highlife music actually molded me, molded my versatility, right?
Mm.
So like growing up, I listened to that's like all you hear in my neighborhood. Like all you hear in my neighborhood, like playing this, playing that, like from different windows, you hear is like probably high life music. But even at that point, like as a young boy growing up, I didn't want to be a high life musician. Like I wanted to rap. Wow. You understand what I mean? Because like hip hop was trendy, like the lifestyle is jiggy, and like I really wanted to rap. But then when I started producing, I was making a lot of money off production. Then I realized that the people that pay me more were not really high hip hop artists.
Even for production?
Of course, I produce all kinds of songs in my life.
Wow.
The people that paid me more, like some people will come and be like, oh, and this is like years back, bro.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like 2-3, 2-4, 2-5, 2-6, yeah.
Wow.
You understand? Like, like people that were paying me like back in the days were probably like highlight musicians and like and like just but not just hip hop artists a lot. So I got into the sound more and started like learning how to produce it. Then that's when I grew into it and get to love the melodies, the rhythm, because it's very melodic and rhythmic. You understand? Like hip hop, you have to care more about the bars and the, exactly. But like this, I mean, I really love it, but that's where like the when it comes to me and the music, that's different side of me. And once I get to tune into that part of me, I deliver the best.
And with the lyrics of the high life music as well, you know, there's a way people connect to that back home.
That's culture back home. It's nothing like anything that anybody sees here. Facts. The only thing we do here is a way of probably like creating a culture and selling it differently.
Facts.
But back home, you're not recreating anything.
Authentic.
It's authentic. Thank you. That's the right word. So like, but here, like you have to recreate something and now do it your own way. But like back home, they know the greats. We know them. You understand what I mean? And you have to stand by what they did or do it your own way, but it still has to be authentic.
The conversation has always been, you know, with hip hop in Nigeria. You know, we've talked about this a million times. Like, is hip hop profitable? Is it a genre that can put bread on the table? We have greats like one of your closest friends, Olamide Bado, who does hip hop and also can sing, can do, that's the same thing as yourself. What are your thoughts on where that conversation is now? Where can I choose to be a rapper in Nigeria and you would advise me to stick to that genre for the rest of my career?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But then the next move is for you to make. Mm. I won't advise you on that. So I think you have to get to a point where you are like, you know what? I want to try something else. I want to expand this rap. But then, like, I still rap till day. Just make the right choices for your beats.
Mm.
I tell people this all the time. The beat of a song determines the genre of the song you're making.
Facts.
Not really your rap.
Facts.
If you rap on a reggae beat, my brother, you're making a reggae song. If you rap on a high life beat, you're making a high life song. If you rap on an amapiano beat, you're making an amapiano. So song. The beat, sometimes just make the choices. Just don't go and choose like a core hip hop beat and keep. You understand what I mean?
Boom bap. You don't want no boom bap.
Exactly. So just make some right choices. Those are still rap.
Facts.
At the end of the day.
Facts.
So when, I mean, like Black Bones rapping on beats like back in uni, right?
Yes,
that's an Afrobeat song.
Absolutely,
you understand what I mean. So you can't take it away from him. Or maybe like Odumodu rapping on the Clan Rice.
Yeah,
I think everything should be classified as a Afrobeat record at the end of the day.
Yep.
But you can easily rap that on a hip hop beat. It's a hip hop record. So just, I feel like people should just make and that's where like producers make. Producers are very, very important, whether you like it or not.
I wanted to talk to them because me and you've had these private conversations about how important a producer is. You told me that no artist can vibe on their own without a producer.
Yeah. No matter what you do, you're still going to come back to the studio with a producer and he gives you what he feels suits what you are vibing the best.
Hmm.
The power of your hit record is in his hands.
Say that again, sir.
The power of your hit record is on your producer's hand.
Wow.
You just have what you have. What you have, even if you've written your song before you went to the studio, what you read it or rap it or something, is a poem.
Wow. It's the producer that shapes how it sounds.
I was a producer. I still co-produce most of my records, right? So I will forever give producers their credit because I know what it means to actually be with an artist. And he's rapping or he's singing or he's giving you a melody and you are trying to go through his thought process to create something. A lot of people will never understand that.
Hmm.
You understand? So producers are special. That's why anytime I'm with producers in the studio or something, I try my best to make them happy. Not because I might end up using the record. But because I've been here, I've been here before, they might really not understand. And I try my best never to like have like issues with any producer. I trust me, it's really different. To just go through an artist thought process and just recreate the song and next thing they release it, then it's a hit record. The power of your hit is in the hands of a producer.
What can we do better in taking care of our producers? Because obviously, that's still difficult.
I think the system has changed right now. I think all producers are taken care of, 100%. It's not the way it used to be before. Right now, so
before producers leave the room, everybody's on split sheets. Everything there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's how it's done everywhere in the world right now. Absolutely. So I think that's not the case right now. Every producer should get their split sheet, their percentage, everything. Apart from the money you pay them right now, Seth, is not even the main thing. Once you give them the proper, you guys have a proper agreement. They have every revenue coming in from the record. They are good. That's all they need. At the end of the day, but before it was never like that, especially in Nigeria. But absolutely. Now the industry have gone to a point, that point that you have to like sort something out with like your producers. They get their publishing, they get their royalties, they get everything. You guys are good. That's all they ever needed.
Absolutely.
So like when I was producing, it was not like that. You understand what I mean? Yep. So that's why I'm like, that's why I can say for a fact right now, producers are good.
They're taken care of now.
Yeah, they are.
Listen, you've dropped albums. You've had collaborative projects with your brother, Olamide. You're now in the single phase where you're just dropping singles, putting things out there. Mm-hmm. And then this record, Do I, completely took a life of its own. Talk to me about Do I. What inspired Do You Give A? Like, who were you talking to? Who pissed you off? What was it, man, that got you mad?
Honestly, I wasn't talking to nobody, man. But I mean, it was just a state of mind at the moment, right? I kind of had a slow year, starting off from the year. I just dropped only one song this year, which was a gem, but still featuring Olamide, right? But like, that's me starting off. But then I took a break. You understand? But then, like, I know who I am. And I know how long I've been in the game. And I know I have a core fan base. That's one thing that people should never forget, right? I have a core fan base, people that believe in me and believe in what I do. But then I took this break, trying to, like, get some things right. You understand? Especially...
My brother, man. Congratulations. You got a princess in the building. Come, stop playing like I took a break. Like, you had a princess come into this world. It's not a joke. A break must be taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but I
come on, man.
But yeah, so I took this break. Yes. But then, like, I was seeing, like, stuff online, like, like, it's out of the game. I'm like, the fuck? I just took a break, you know, like, but I'll be back. I hope I can swear, right?
Of course, come on, man. Okay, it's a podcast, because, you know, you're a big man.
So, yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I'll be back, and when I'm back, I'll be back proper. Mm. But then, like, I recorded, I have, like, a full album, but then the record, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go with this one. So, but, like, it was really not for nobody, but it was just a state of mind when I was recording the record. Mm. You understand? And the verses has nothing to do with anything I say right now. I channel the verse on just people making people relate to the song more. So I made it for everybody at the end of the day.
The funny thing is, a lot of us don't understand what Fino's saying in the records, but we rock with it. Like, do you think of that where you know that a huge percentage of the people enjoying the music might not even understand what you're saying? So do you put thoughts to making sure that, you know, the cadence is perfect, or does it affect the lyrics of the record?
So I say this all the time, and I will say it again. The people that know me and that have been in the studio with me over and over again know if I want to make music that is not evil, it's still easy.
Mm. Talk that talk, champion. 100%.
But then I feel like I have to represent something.
1,000%.
Right? And I've been known for this.
Facts.
For a long time. And I love doing it. I love being a flag bearer of my people. I love selling my culture. Cool. I love moving different. I just don't want to be in that box. A rapper that raps like everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, just know me for this and I'm the guy in the forefront. So it makes sense. So you understand what I mean? So that's why I do what I do. And even if I make a full music now in English or something, like, we're still not going. Nobody's even gonna give me the props for it right now.
Facts.
In fact, people are still gonna come back and be like, trying to. Yo, so just let's enjoy the music at the end of the day. You understand? Like, music is music, yes. Right? If you understand it, fine. The people that don't understand it, fine. But then when we make music that ends up being a hit, you realize that everybody enjoys this thing. They don't even need to hear what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Right? We can talk about records like maybe Despacito something.
Yeah.
I've never had Spanish or Pagangam style it's a lot.
Facts.
You understand? Facts. Hits are hit. Bad Bunny, I still play this album. I've never had one word of what he's saying.
Absolutely.
You understand? But you have to respect his artistry.
Now, there's this perception that the Igbo superstars, they get so much money from outside of the music that they're not in the same time zone as us. It's like when we talk about Fino, we talk about Flavor, you guys are, you know, you move when you want to move. And that doesn't show a level of desperation that most artists have, because Bele, they hurt people. Mm-hmm. But to be like, say, Una, they chop differently out there in the East. Can you please shed some light on how these Igbo brothers are moving outside of the music game? What is it that you guys are doing? How can men and women invest right? Because it looks like that's something you guys naturally do.
So this is also a part of the Igbo culture, right? First of all, it comes with the high life music. Right? And I'll tell you something. I'm not so sure this comes with the Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
So the Afrobeat music, you have to be a superstar to eat.
Yes.
But the Fuji music, you don't have to be a superstar
Facts.
To eat.
Facts.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? But then, like, you have to study everything I'm saying. Some people might not understand what I'm saying right now. The Afrobeat music, you have to make hit record to eat.
Yes.
I can tell you people that I'm going to shows every day in the East, and you probably don't know them. But they go to probably
entertain,
like,
people.
Yeah, just occasions. That's what really high life, and that's the community I grew in. You understand? Like, every kind of shows, every kind of weddings, every kind of
chieftaincy title,
burials, everything. They're getting paid, like, and it's a tradition. Like, once they're on stage, you go spray them. Like, they are good. So they don't need to shut down one arena for them to get. They are fine.
They are really fine.
They are really fine, right? And you know the funny thing? They do these shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, Friday. So by the time you even do your own, maybe by the time they accumulate everything they made in a month, they're making almost what you made in your one show in a month.
Wow.
But they are not just there. You understand? Yeah. So probably in the eyes of people, they are not superstars.
Yeah.
But from where they come from, they are highly respected.
Absolutely.
People respect their craft. People pay them to see them. Still spray them better money on top when they are performing. As in a beat.
So is that what you now merged into this pop mainstream career that you have?
So this is really not even about me. I'm just telling you how it works.
Yes.
Like in the East, right? This is not even like me, because where we come from, there are these guys, and they are like the guys above these guys,
yes,
right? Or the guys that are maybe like mix it all up a little bit more better,
yeah,
right? And that can still go for tours,
yep,
do every other stuff, and you still pay them proper,
yep,
before they step out.
Facts.
At that point, you don't design yourself, say, the big masquerade. They go pay you
big
well before you come out.
Big masquerade before you come out. So that's,
exactly.
Talk that talk.
So that's how it is. But I mean, there is growth in everything. There's levels in everything. Just if you want to move to the next stage, you have to work on it.
Yeah.
Make sure you come prepared.
Yeah.
Or else, if you fail on that next stage, where you go, you'll probably
fall lower than
you did before. You understand? So you have to just make your plans right. Mm. But this is how it works from where we come from.
How it works from now, like I said, I know you're in the single phase. Do I is ripping the streets right now. You said you already have an album cooked and prepared.
100%.
Do we have a go live date or quarter for this album?
First quarter next year.
Mm-hmm. And what's the aim? Because you're in a season where if it hits records, you've got it. If it's projects, you've done it. What's the next phase for Fino looking like with this next project? What do you want to achieve?
I feel like everything about me, my culture, and my people, I feel like I've done it. Over and over and over again. So I probably got to a point where I'm like, you know what? It's time to, even if I'm trying to sell you this culture and you don't want to buy it, it's time to force it down your throat.
Come on.
So that's the point I'm in right now. And listen to me and read my lips. Everybody go collect.
Everybody must collect.
Watch and see what happens next.
Listen, we saw you in the studio. You've been in the studio here in London. I've seen you with RD. I've seen you with, you know, Knox. I see you with, you know, the monster, Burna Boy, your brother, you know. And we've seen clips of Burna Boy saying specifically in the whole game, if there's one friend he has, it's Fino. Talk to me about that relationship.
Yo, Burna is my blood brother, first of all. A lot of people will never understand that, but that's how it is. It runs deeper than just music, right? That's like my blood brother.
Before the successes, before the flashlights.
Before the music and everything, like, yeah. And he knows where I hold him to. You understand? So it's a family thing.
We've had collaborations with you guys in the past. So when we saw the video of you guys in the studio, of course the world was excited. The blogs went crazy. Are we going to get collaborations with Fino and Burna?
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
Oh my God, man. This guy said everybody could collect. He got to say fingers crossed. Okay, now, we talked briefly about the fact that you're now a dad. Yes, you're a very quiet one, but you decided to go. First of all, why did you decide to go public with the fact that the princess had arrived? Because we didn't know she was coming in the first place. So even me, your brother, I had to call you that. Was that a at-work post? Or like, is this official?
So you know how I move. Like, I really don't like to put anything about me out there at all, right? So I try my best to live a sane life.
Facts.
And not to mix the music and the madness, because it's a madness with it, with my personal life. No, you understand. But at this point, and I actually feel like announcing it is not mixing even the music, and it's just where I'm at the moment.
Yeah,
that's one. Then secondly, like. It's a bundle of joy. Like, I'm happy, I'm excited at where I am, but then again, I'm about to make a comeback. So, I kind of feel the need to, like, I never feel like I owe anybody anything in my life ever. Have you ever seen me come out to explain myself or anybody?
Don't explain, don't complain, just believe.
Yes.
Your brother, Burna Boy.
Yes.
Carry on. Yes,
but at this point, I just feel like, for some reason, I feel like, yo, I've been out for like 9 months or something, and I kind of owe this man some explanation. Let me just tell him why I've been out. But then again, the explanation comes with the music like the next 3 days or something. That's why I did it.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. You're a very proud Igbo man.
Because before then, my DM, like, you know.
People were asking questions.
So, you know when you have your core fans.
Where if you know them?
You understand that these are the ones that you actually, like, even, like, reply, like, sometimes all the times and every other thing. Yo, it was, like, sometimes, like, maybe, like, 7-8 messages a day or something. Like, you are live. Because, you know, I was you even just went off Instagram, blank. Like, yes. 3 months or something. So, I'm like, hell no. I have to.
You're a very proud Igbo man. You love your culture and your language.
If I can, I'll wear my red cap here. That's how proud I am. You need to understand.
Yes,
but, then...
but now, this is the big question now. Mm-hmm. The princess, she born. So how are we making sure that little mama going to be speaking authentic, no diluted? She's posh now. You know, this is a princess of a great. So she's born into wealth. She go get all sorts of British American accents. She go international school, all of that. So what are we doing to make sure that she go know the coco?
I have some work to do. But she will.
You're thinking about it already. No time.
No, believe me, she will.
Listen, my brother, there's a lot more going to happen. I'm looking forward to 2024. I'm excited.
I'm excited too, man.
About some of the behind the scenes. You've been one of those that have made people like myself proud to be an African. Your pride in your culture is so infectious that made me not only a fan of yours, but a champion of Fino. So that's the kind of emotions you give me, hence why you get that energy from me all the time.
Thank you so much, man.
And I want you to keep doing what you're doing. You know, you are a beacon of an example of just hard work and just belief, you know. And I can't wait for this next phase, 2024. We're going on tour, brother. We're going on tour, 100%.
Bro. 100%. Once the album drops, I feel like I've stabbed my fans.
Come on, man. We need that.
Yeah, 100%. I am. Like everywhere, like I'm on the road next day.
Any title for the album yet? Anything like that?
So I'm confused right now. I have like three titles. I'm just trying to settle for one. Mm. So we've been going like back and forth, me, my management, and the rest of the guys. Yeah. Don't worry. You know you're part of my air now too. So I'm going to put you on that group chat.
Here we go. No. Yeah. Listen, man, my brother, I appreciate you for coming through. I know this is not central London where superstars like yourself enjoy life, but this is where the normal human beings, and I'm talking to DJ Any Money too. This is where the normal human beings, this is where we live. Do you understand? So it means a lot that you came out here. It shows how much love and respect you've got for me. And I appreciate that so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my superstar guest.
And it's anytime, any day. I just want to say something before you close this, because I know you're about it. I just want to thank you for all you do at the shop, babe.
I appreciate it, man.
You understand? Make I call you your full name now.
I appreciate
it. So make you know, say I mean everything while they talk. I just want to thank you for all you do. It's crazy how you are here. You're not even in Nigeria, but you influence the culture. Crazy. You understand? Some part of me won't really be happy if I don't tell you this on your podcast.
Thank
right
you,
and I want to tell you one more thing. This is probably the second podcast I've ever done in my life. Well, the first podcast I've ever done is for Ahiz. So that's for you to understand. But that's like you are so into this culture, and I love and I respect you for that. I just want you to know that.
Thank you, brother. That
you
means
understand?
A lot to me.
Yeah, so I just gotta say it, at least on your podcast, you're really doing a lot, and it's crazy how you are doing it from here.
Thank you, bro.
God bless you so much for this.
Thank you, brother. And the next ECAWU is on you, Vino. Vino, I appreciate it, man. Right.